This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. And as we do, you know, I like to reach out and touch some of these guys that are paying attention to stuff that I'm not paying attention to. And, one of those people is writer. And he's not just a writer. In the pro-gun world, in the gun culture, in the entirety of anything having to do with firearms, he's more people read his stuff than anybody else that writes about this stuff. And this is Dean Weingarten. Good evening, sir. We got Dean. Somebody turn Dean up.
I'm here. Can you hear
me?
There
you go. There you go. All right. So, I see that you've been looking at the McCluskey case and come up with some stuff, found some stuff out. What did you find out with the McCluskeys?
Well, what happened is that there's a reporter, KDSK, I think is the name of the station, and she got some fantastic information about how the prosecutor's office, Kim Gardner's office, she's, the official title is St. Louis Circuit Attorney, but it's basically prosecutor for St. Louis, and, she got these documents showing very significant political pressure being applied to the investigator of the case to find things in a certain way so that to facilitate the prosecution, essentially. What they did was say, don't bother me with the facts. We've got to get this prosecution going. I've known the prosecutors are often political animals, but to see this in writing, she has email, and she has, a recorded phone call where this assistant prosecutor, his name is Hinckley, as I recall, has made up his mind about what happened, and he won't be deterred by any doubt or any facts or any lack of verification. Here's some of the things that she talked about. Hinckley characterized the protest as peaceful and organized, and the investigator said, well, it wasn't about racial stuff. It was the call for the resignation of Mayor Cruson. And then they compromised with the final document calling it a protest march. And then Hinckley said that she was armed with a semi-automatic handgun. Burgard said, well, it should be what appears to be a semi-automatic handgun. I mean, the investigator comes off as an extremely careful professional who is saying, this is what we actually know, and there's a lot of things that are supposed that we still have to investigate. It was this assistant prosecutor Hinckley who told the firearms investigative unit, the crime lab, to reassemble the pistol after they had found it was non-functional the way they got it. He told them to reassemble it so that it would be functional. So there's these very detailed and well-documented findings showing that the prosecutor's office had their mind made up. They weren't interested in facts. They wanted a political case. And then some other things that that Bergdorf found as he investigated, he found recorded evidence, because there were a lot of people recording this mob protest action, whatever you want to call it, and he found recorded threats against the McCloskey, which is important because the left has been saying, well, this was just a peaceful protesters. Yeah, these peaceful protesters, you know, they love Bambi, and they just happened to be walking by on a sidewalk when these evil people with guns came out and threatened them for no reason. Well, here's what he found. These are recorded in the protest. You own our business. Your business is gone. We coming back, baby. You ain't the only one with a gun. They coming back to your house. That doesn't sound like peaceful protesters to me. And then the one that really caught my attention is that there's a recording from the event, and one of the leaders is saying this. I was in front, so I was the one who opened the gate. The gate was broken after they pulled the gun. What law did we break? We keep guns there, but not for show, though. Not to look a certain way, but for use. If they would have shot, then they would have been put down. Well, there's some damning information in there.
Yeah.
There's admissions. First off, and I think this is important because of the way the case has been presented, he admits the gate was closed because he says he opened it. That's significant because it's saying it wasn't open. A lot of the people on the left say, well, the gate was open. They didn't break it down. It was open. Well, no, it wasn't. And there's video, and I found the video. It's not that hard to find. But a lot of the presentations of the video evidence cut out the first parts of the video in order not to show that the gate was closed. And what you see, and it's kind of fuzzy, but it's just a screen capture on it. One of the leaders goes up to the gate, and it appears to me that he jimmies. It's real quick. I think he, in my opinion, he probably had practiced it before. There's actually a team of two people there. You can't see the one. He's off to the left. I mean, in some of the other shots, you can see where he's there. And the other guy walks up to the gate, and he's on the right. Well, the position to jimmy that gate is from the right. And it looks to me like he's got some type of tool in his right hand, but it's fuzzy. It's hard to make sure. And he walks right up, bap, the gate is opened, and in he goes. And then the rest of the group follow him. I don't know if you've ever had to deal with all protesters or mobs or riots or whatever. I have a fair amount of experience with it myself, from when I was a student and then later on in Panama, some associated experiences. It's not hard to lead a mob because they follow whoever goes there. They just follow the people ahead of them. And you have a couple people with megaphones, they're going this way or come here, or and everybody goes that way. They become a herd of sheep. And a few activists who have considered what they're going to do and what they want to do can get a mob to go just about anywhere. And it appears to me that's what happened with going through this gate. I think because it was done so well that they had practiced, as a good professional would, go up there the night before, a couple nights before, see what kind of tool you need, see how it is, how you can open the gate in the quickest, easiest way. It looks to me like it's just a spring latch on that gate.
Let me get you to hold up right there. Let me get you to hang on. We're getting ready to go to the break and everything. You can find Dean's stuff. You can find this article at Ammoland.com. It's well over 1,500 of his articles are sitting there waiting for you. Check them out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions of the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. And we are speaking with Dean Weingarten. Was there something else you wanted to add to that?
Yes. It appears to me it's a spring latch, and they're really easy to jimmy. And I don't claim to be an expert lock fit, but let's say I've dabbled in it, and I've been able to defeat a number of locked places. And it's not too hard with a little bit of practice. And these spring latches are the easiest, because all you have to do is get pressure on them, and because they're just spring holding them, you just push on them and then they'll open up. And this gate, you have a clear picture when you look at the screen, says there's people that are holding that left side of the gate open. And that says to me, and if you look into it, it looks like there's a spring-loaded closure system for the gate, too, which means there's a bias toward closing. It won't just stay open by itself, which makes sense. If this wasn't the main thoroughfare, I believe it was meant to be closed all the time. And it's important later on. So they're holding the gate open, and the crowd starts going through, and then just a short time later, I think within less than a minute, you get the confrontation with the McCloskeys as they say, get out, this is private property. And very quickly, the crowd, the mob, start leaving. But what's happening there is that the people who were last in are now the first to arrive at the gate to get out. But because I believe it had a spring bias to close automatically, when they came in, they just let it go, and it closed behind them and locked, which is what it would normally be doing. So they get up to the gate. Now those people who came in last, and I'm speculating here, are locked out, locked inside where they don't want to be because there's people with guns saying, get out. And there's a good picture that's been circulated around showing the broken and bent gate. So I think when this mob is trying to get out, and there's nobody there with a jimmy bar now to unlock it, they just grab it. You have a bunch of people can put a lot of pressure on a gate, and they just force it apart and pull the door, which would now be on, or the right left hand side of the gate from the street would be the right hand side from inside. They pull that inside. It is apparent to me, looking at that picture, that it was not meant to open to the inside. It was meant to open to the outside, like you initially saw. And then the left hand side from inside, they just bend it over. They can't get it open at all, so they just break it down. And you gotta if you can put 7, 8, 10 people all pulling on that gate at once, you can exert a lot of pressure and break things without too much trouble. And I think that's why the gate got all busted up, because you had these people who wanted to get out seriously. They never knew how the gate was manipulated when they went in, because they couldn't see the first person that got up there, who I suspect jimmied the lock. But he wasn't there when they're trying to get out. So that's my speculation about what happened. It's easy to confirm a lot of this if there's anybody on the ground in St. Louis and go look at that gate. And the people who owned it would certainly know if it was spring bias toward closure and if it had a spring latch on it or not, and if it was normally kept locked. And why it's important is because a crucial fact, an element of this case, is whether or not the mob was on that property legally or not. But if the gate was closed, then they entered illegally. And if it was locked, it's even more clear, because they had to defeat the lock to get in. Now, most of the people, like I said, who was in that group would never know this, because they didn't jimmy it. It was opened for them. And then there are people saying, come this way. Here's how we go. Get in here. They had no idea that what they were doing was illegal. They'd been manipulated into it. But we see enough, I think, from the photographs to very likely be able to ID the people who did it. And it's just unfortunate that in St. Louis, the prosecutor is Kim Gardner, and the leadership of this protest action knew, and they know, that she will not prosecute them. Instead, she went after the McCloskeys for daring to defend themselves and their property. So we have a situation where there's kind of a weakness in our civil structure. Prosecutors, due to a variety of factors, but particularly a Supreme Court decision in 1983, have been given absolute immunity from lawsuits. So it's very hard to remove a prosecutor from office. Voters can do it, but she just won the Democrat primary there. I think one of the Soros-backed political action groups donated something like $78,000 the last weekend of that primary, and she won. And it's unlikely she'll be defeated as a in a Democrat area by a Republican. So this is a weakness in our judicial system that has been found and is being exploited by these radicals. And they don't seem to have a plan, just destroy the system. I mean, they have good plans for destroying the system. They don't have plans for much after that.
Right. Yeah, that lack of foresight is quite interesting. One of the reasons that, and you know, I want to give you, we'll get into this in the next little bit, coming up on the next break, but one of the reasons that I am not looking forward to the possibility of another civil war would be what the government has to do in order to remain functioning.
Oh, yeah.
If that were to occur. I mean, everybody's like, well, we'll fight and there'll be two sides and the winner will be the winner and the loser will be the loser and everybody goes home. That's not the way it's going to be.
Not the way it works. We don't want to go there. We really want to avoid it. It's just that sometimes, and let's hope we don't get there, the alternatives are worse.
Yeah. Well, I mean, their alternative is definitely worse, and it's not going to be tolerated.
Oh,
but anyway,
coming up on the break,
Dean, you can find Dean's stuff at ammoland.com. He's written around 3,100 articles. About 1,500 or plus of them are at ammoland.com. He is the one that, in front of every writer in front of Ammoland at SHOT Show, Freddie Reel, the publisher and owner of Ammoland, said, more people read Dean than anybody in the United States. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise, no sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democrats and White House officials ended another week of negotiations on a federal aid package without a deal. And President Trump is likely to act unilaterally by this weekend to extend unemployment insurance and other coronavirus-related protections. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows says Republicans are willing to compromise.
The compromises that Secretary Mnuchin and I put forth on behalf of the President are significantly greater than the compromises that we saw from the other side of the negotiating table.
Delta Airlines is asking 3,000 flight attendants to take the year off without pay. The company is saying that's what's needed to avoid forcing them into furlough. About 17,000 employees have already accepted voluntary buyouts or taken early retirement. You're listening to USA Radio News. Former Vice President Joe Biden is apologizing for comments he made on Thursday. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more on the story from Washington.
Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden's apologizing for a remark that suggested the Latino community is more diverse than the African-American community. Speaking about race during an NPR interview yesterday, the former VP said,
"Unlike the African-American community, with notable exceptions, the Latino community is an incredibly diverse community with incredibly different attitudes about different things."
He tweets today, "I never meant to suggest the African-American community is a monolith, not by identity, on issues, not at all."
SpaceX is celebrating the successful launch of a Falcon 9 rocket. It went off overnight from the Kennedy Space Center carrying dozens of Starlink satellites, which will eventually be used to transmit internet services. They expect to launch another rocket later this month. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Survival food alert and a quick heads up. In an emergency situation, there may be a time you need to have an easy-to-transport, easy-to-conceal, almost perfect food to survive. You'd want a food that is so nutritionally dense that a couple of tablespoons per day is all you need to live on. And by that, I mean truly living well, staying smart, even strong for extended periods of time. So if you're looking for a standalone, super-dense, superfood, or you'd just like to protein up your own food supplies, check this out. This superfood has 58 times the bioavailable iron of spinach, chock full of B vitamins, twice the chlorophyll of wheatgrass, 25 times the antioxidant power of carrots, and the phenolic phytonutrient compounds? Well, 31 times more than blueberries, a whopping 700 times more than apples. Go to BlueGreenBooster.com, BlueGreenBooster.com. Get maximum nutrition with minimum weight and bulk. BlueGreenBooster.com.
This is Lock and Load. And we are discussing things with Dean Weingarten, although Dean is a little faster than, he's faster riding than Ammo Land is at getting it up, getting it on the on the website. So I know you've got a bunch of stuff stacked up waiting to get published, but I don't know what to ask you. What do you want to talk about?
Well, a lot of different things. I'd like to add a little bit more to some of these, to the McCloskey situation, because it's a hot topic. And we have a situation where a very political prosecutor is going after innocent people because she dislikes them politically. I mean, it's that simple.
Now, aren't the McCloskey sort of leftist? Aren't they sort of left? Aren't they like Democrats?
Well, I've heard different things. I've heard that they've donated to the Trump campaign. I heard they donated to Black Lives Matter. They are, as I understand it, tort lawyers. You know, they deal in liability issues. And they obviously are very well off. They took this old mansion that... it's one of these things where it's in the middle of town and people aren't really all that interested in it because it's old and it probably took a lot of money to refurbish it. Nobody really wanted it. They got it very cheap, and then they did a lot of work to refurbish it and make it into a almost a museum piece. It's there's been a few pictures of the inside of it. It's absolutely gorgeous. So they're not lacking for resources, and I haven't seen enough from them to say their politics are very left or very right. I really haven't. When I've seen him talking, and it's the husband who has mostly been giving interviews, he's pretty neutral politically, except that he contends that he has every right to defend himself, and they did have a gun, and he defends that as his Second Amendment right. So I'm not willing to characterize them essentially as one way or the other.
Gotcha.
Now, this this person who they caught on a video recording at the event, I'm presuming it's at the event, said What law did we break? Well, there's four obvious ones right off the top. Trespassing. They clearly were trespassing. And you just listen to the recording. There is this loud drum beating, people shouting and yelling. That's called disturbing the peace. And then Missouri has a separate law for disturbing private peace. In other words, when you go off a particular individual and you go after or a small people's house, for example, I think that would be the case here. And then Missouri has a law, as do most states, against threats of criminal violence, which there clearly were threats made, and you can hear them on the tape. I wouldn't say that it's obvious that criminal conspiracy or deprivation of constitutional rights could be charged, but it seems plausible. You know, on the way out, you know, there's this damage to property. So the idea that there were no laws broken is just absurd. It's absolutely absurd. There were a number of laws broken, but the leadership doesn't have to worry because the prosecutor won't prosecute. And if the prosecutor won't prosecute, well, prosecutions generally don't happen. Unless
that's going to lead to bloodshed, though.
Oh, yes, absolutely, because if people can't count on the justice system, they gin up their own. It's called tribalism, or, you know, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, feud. You know, that's what you get when you don't have a functioning justice system. And it may be what the left wants. They have this theory that the worst is the better.
Well, but the problem is that they are not equipped for that.
I don't believe they are. I think they're a tiny minority. And a lot of these people actually seem to want, they think they want anyway. I don't think they really thought it through. They want chaos and anarchy. It's really a bad, bad thing to want, but they seem to believe they want it.
It's what I have my grandfather. There was some sort of a ground squirrel that was indigenous to the upper part of North Carolina when I was a kid, and he'd show this squirrel to me and say, "See that squirrel? See how fast it is? You may be able to get a hold of it, but you won't be able to let go of it fast enough."
That's a good point.
Yeah. And
the universe has a tendency toward disorder.
Yeah.
So it's easy to create disorder. It's hard to create and maintain order. And people in the United States have what is called a normalcy bias. Well, it's always been nice, and it's always been orderly, and the police are always there. There's always food in the grocery store, and the water always comes out of the tap, and the electricity always flows out of the outlet. So it's always going to be that way. Nothing will ever change that. That's not the way the universe works.
Oh, no. I mean, I'd just like to see them put up without plumbing. Just without plumbing. Without running water for a week.
For a week.
And power. No running water, power for a week. I'd like to see how that works for them. I'd like to see what they do. I'd like to see how they adapt to that. They're not going to be able to adapt to it because they don't have any sort of experience with that.
You know, they don't have a choice. This is what I don't think they understand. They take all this for granted. They think it's the natural state of affairs that we have running water and power and streets and traffic lights that work. But for most of the world, that isn't the case. I think it's more than half the world doesn't have electricity. I suspect, I don't know, but that a lot of China still doesn't have electricity.
Right.
And a lot of India has gotten better. So I'm not sure if it's a half, but a whole huge chunks of South America and Africa and Asia that don't have functioning electrical grids.
I mean, I'm watching I'm watching a mall right now, and the shop it's a shopping mall here locally, and it's going through what I would refer to as passive abuse because they don't have enough business going on due to COVID to do the upkeep. So the
the
escalators break and they don't fix them. They don't do maintenance on the restrooms, so they close them. The grass is retaking the parking lot.
Well, and, I was down in Panama while the treaty was going into effect. It was a phased-in situation. In other words, okay, this year, this part of the canal zone will be handed over to the jurisdiction. First we'll have dual jurisdiction, and then it'll be handed over to the Panamanian government. And now, you know, next year it'll be this. And you could see, you could literally see, I could see it in the few years I was there, the jungle taking over parts of what had been well-maintained streets.
Right.
You could see. I went, I remember going on a trip, not that far, 20, 30 miles inside the canal zone, and driving on a rough pit hole road, you know, with lots of,
potholes.
Potholes. And
I tell you what, hang on to that story because we're coming up on the last break. And you can tell it in its entirety when we get back. And for those of you that want to see some of other, some of Dean's other stories, you can go to amoland.com. You look for Dean Weingarten, WEINGARTEN. It'll be right there in all contributors. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Are you a business owner that needs a large supply of face masks?
Do you have a large family and need a large supply of face masks?
And want high quality but not high prices? Then you want sunny-bay.com.
Our face masks are a better quality than Costco and lower price than Amazon.
There's none better than sunny-bay.com.
See for yourself. Go to sunny-bay.com and place your order today.
Again, business owners, large families, and anyone who needs a large supply of quality disposable face masks. Click sunny-bay.com.
Be sure and look for our volume discounts.
Our high-quality cloth face masks are handmade in the USA.
We also have N95 masks.
See our quality, get details, and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company.
Remember, volume discounts for large quantities at sunny-bay.com.
Just click sunny-bay.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management. Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. We've been speaking with Dean Weingarten, and we were in the middle of the story of the Panamanian story. Please tell us, please continue.
Yeah, so I was we're driving down this road in Panama. You know, it was on the map. It's a well-known road. Was in the former canal zone. And it's just loaded with potholes. And some of these potholes had gotten pretty big. I mean, you know, when they get more than a foot deep and cover half the road, you have to dodge them. They're pretty big. And every now and then I'd see stuff in this road, and I'd wonder what it was. And what it was is that there were little pieces of pavement left here and there. It had been a high-quality paved road at one time. But when you don't maintain a road, and you've got a lot of rain, it goes to pieces. It literally gets destroyed, especially if you run any heavy trucks over it.
Right.
And people don't realize that all this wonderful infrastructure we have in the United States and other what they call first world countries is there at a price. We have small armies of people that maintain these roads, that maintain the electrical grid, that maintain the water infrastructure, that maintain our power production. And those people have to be paid, and they have to be secure, and they have to know what they're doing. And when they go away, the infrastructure goes away. And people just don't realize it. So I'm all for civilization, and just because we've had it pretty much uninterrupted since about the Civil War doesn't mean that it's going to be here forever. And it doesn't maintain itself. So there's my rant.
Well, I mean, it's not a rant. It's an observation of a lot of people that think that, you know, some of this stuff just happens.
That's right. I think that's where a lot of these leftists and millennials they see the civilization we have, and they just assume it's the normal state of affairs. That's just the way things are. No, it's not. And I would make the case, I do make the case, that we are degrading the morals of society as well, and we've been doing that for about 100 years, and it's starting to really have a serious effect. And when you get enough people that no longer buy into a common set of morals, you start descending into more and more chaos and anarchy. And, we've been heading that way, and I think President Trump is a great exception. We're actually trying to claw our way back towards some sanity, which is one of the reasons that I support him so much.
Well,
while he and... Yeah, go ahead.
Well, no, I mean, I talked about earlier today how he's pulling troops out of Europe that we can't really afford to have there anymore. And, I mean,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, it's really interesting because I've been waiting for a monetary sort of collapse. I've been told it's coming, I think, for 50 years at least. But it just never seems to quite happen. It's hard for me to understand theoretically what's going on. But it may happen in our lifetime. We may see it yet.
Well, I've invested heavily in precious metals.
Yeah, me too. Mine are a little bit more base. Copper, zinc, and lead. And in the proper proportions.
Right.
There's a point when things go bad, when those materials properly sized and lubricated are more valuable than gold or silver.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, gold and silver are nice, but you have to have a fair level of order for them to work.
Well, value becomes a relative thing.
When
the regular ways go away, when there's no internet, no more Facebook, no more Starbucks, then a nice gallon of water takes on all kinds of value.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, water. Water is, you learn to appreciate water.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Especially when you have to haul it.
Yeah. A functioning weapon.
Oh, yeah.
Becomes a, it's...
How about relationships with your neighbors? Friends you can rely on.
Skills.
Yeah. The ability to, put in an IV or do a few stitches. Pretty valuable stuff.
My son, my youngest son, who still lives here, he is both a certified gunsmith and a blacksmith.
Oh.
Yeah.
Now, it's my opinion that we may go through that. Most of the rest of the world has gone through those types of situations for longer than just a few days over the last, 100 years. And we haven't. There's very few places in the world that have been exempt from that, enduring that type of situation for more than a few days, at least a couple weeks. And in some ways we're kind of due. I hope it doesn't happen, but the odds are that people will have experienced in their lifetime. Hasn't happened in the U.S., but we are the exception, not the rule.
Right. Right. I mean, we've seen, with Hurricane Sandy, we saw a bunch of stuff. We've seen, and you know what? I'm drawing a blank. What was the storm that came into New Orleans?
Oh God!
You too, huh? Life. Okay, but you know what I'm talking about. We've seen these instances where they lose services.
Yes, we have. But they've been localized blizzards.
Yeah.
Where the power's out for 2 or 3 weeks. We have seen this, but it's all localized, and the rest of the country can then help. And let's hope that continues on into the future. Have you been seeing anything? I mean, China is looks like it's very vulnerable now with the Three Gorges Dam. I mean, I hope it doesn't go, but, it could. So we can't depend on everything being normal all the time.
Yep.
Now, I'll mention some fun stuff I've been doing. I guess we're almost done.
Man, we got 2 minutes.
I like looking at what's going on in the firearms market. And we are hitting records this year. This is going to go down as the most guns sold in the United States in a year ever. We're already right close to 12 million guns being sold halfway through the year. Well, 7 months, the end of July. And we're almost certainly going to hit 20 million before the end of the year. And if you look around, guns are hard to come by, but we have a massive manufacturing base that for firearms that was built up during the Obama administration.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we are producing guns at prodigious level, and people are buying them as quickly as they get to the stores.
Yeah.
And over half, about two-thirds of those guns are pistols. And it's just an amazing thing. I've been interested. I've wanted to get a P-17, the new Caltech 22.
Right.
It really came out this year. And for a brief period, about the middle of January to about the middle of February, you could pick them up, and their retail is listed as $199, and they were discounting them right away, and you could occasionally, people were getting them for $150, brand new, with three magazines. And they only weigh 12.8 ounces with the magazine, and they hold 16 rounds. I mean, just they're really neat, inexpensive, yet pretty high-quality 22. Because of the way manufacturing has gone. Well, I waited a little too long, and now you can't get them. But to show you how the market works, I looked on GunBroker. You can get them there for $320 a piece.
Right. We're about to run out of time, Dean, so you'll be with me on Wednesday, I presume? I hope.
I intend to.
Very good, sir. Thank you very much for joining me this evening, and have a very good weekend.
You too, Bill. It's always a pleasure.
All right. Back on Monday, between now and then, remember this, it has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
With gun theft on the rise, it's crucial that law-abiding citizens hide their guns from criminals who are now becoming desperate. Learn exactly how with the newly updated Hide Your Guns e-manual, written by a former U.S. Special Forces officer who now reveals his field-tested secrets. Whether it's sneaky ways to hide your guns in plain sight or using extremely clever hiding places that even skilled thieves will never suspect, learn how to hide other valuables too, like cash, gold coins, credit cards, so that they're safe from thieves but back in your hands instantly when needed. All this week, get four free bonuses when you order Gun Debate Bootcamp, How to Argue with Liberals About Guns and Win Every Time audio program, our No BS Home Defense Report, the best-selling Your Home, Your Fortress e-manual, and a special mystery bonus worth $25. Go to hideyourguns.com. That's hideyourguns.com. Don't let your guns be stolen and used in a crime. Go to hideyourguns.com.